Watch.
Tape. Salad servers. Please, Molly. What? Oh, hi! You're here. There's the hammer. Thank you. And just one more tap. It's finished! What is it? Well, it's just the best couch gizmo ever, and I made it my very own self. Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! But I couldn't have done it without the help of Molly! Yay! Okay, I'll tell you what it is. You see, I have made the couch even better because I've made a gizmo that will fetch all my toys and other couch stuff for me! It's true, I'll show you. Okay, couch, go! I said go! Gee, I'm sure it's ready. Why won't it start? Oh, silly me. Thanks, Molly. With this remote control, I can turn the couch on and off. Okay, okay. I'm switching it to on. Ha ha ha! My ping pong ball! See? My gizmo works. I'll switch it off now. Yeah, you're right, Molly. It did go too high. Well, I can fix that. Where's my widget? Oh, thank you, Molly. For me. Huh? Another ping pong ball. And another. But I don't need this many ping pong balls. Oh, of course. I'll just switch the off switch to off. But the off switch isn't working. I know! Oh,
roll around on the floor, like me? Will know what to do.
Well,
Snickle Fritz.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Granny's taking a nap. But we need help.
Well,
you want to help? Great. Well, our couch gizmo is spitting ping pong balls all over the place. What can we do? Well, thanks for trying. Oh. Hey, that sounds like Major Bedhead. Oh, he'll know what to do. Major Bedhead! Major Bedhead! Major Bedhead!
Lunette the Clown! Lunette the Clown! Lunette the Clown!
Oh, it's the couch. You see, what's that?
Where?
There!
Oh, this gizmo. This is something to help make my job a lot easier.
What is it?
This is a special gizmo that lets head office keep track of all its clown couriers.
Head office?
Yeah, that's where I get my mail bag. Thanks to this, head office knows exactly where I am at all times. It makes it easier to send me to the right places.
Are you sure this will make your job easier?
Oh, sure. Let's turn it on.
Oh, I think it's working.
All right. All we need now is a package. Let's see. Here's one addressed to Major Bedhead.
Well, that's you.
Oh, right. Now my gizmo will track me down and tell me exactly where I am.
But Major Bedhead...
Funny. I don't hear anything.
Well, I can tell you where you are.
What if they don't know where I am?
You're right here.
This is terrible. How am I supposed to deliver my package to myself if I don't know where I am?
Major Bedhead.
Oh,
you're right.
What if I'm lost? Don't panic. Oh.
What the kerfuffle, Granny.
Hello, Lunetka. Hello, Bedhead.
Granny, I'm lost.
Lost? In my own garden?
Major Bedhead can't seem to find himself today.
My clown courier communications coordination delivery transmission system seems to be on the Snickle.
What?
Oh, I mean on the Fritz.
Oh, I see.
How will I ever be able to deliver my package to myself?
First, take a load off your mind.
But that hooks me into the internet.
Internet, schminternet. I know what you need.
What does he need, Granny?
A song! Jigga collectromadoodle. It's for the Automat Boris, just use your noodle. Watch a mechanical circuit tree panel, a mega meg mega tree pay-per-view channel. While you fill about with your ultrawave bands, I've done it all twice, just using my hands. So just tune out, unplug. Take that thing of magic off your mug. You'll short out if it starts to rain. Just use your brain. No need for a rammer or micro potato chip instead. It works out just fine when I use my head. Electrocombustible, auto-adjustable, fiber octentacle, always untrustable. Your fancy machines are making you tense. I've done it 3 times with plain common sense. So just tune out, unplug. Take that thing of magic off your mug. You'll short out if it starts to rain. Just use your brain. Don't use your thing of magic at electromadoodle, a microwave on the mechanical strudel. Watch a mechanical circuitry panel, a mega meg mega tree pay-per-view channel. Ram a wrong micro potato chip netable, superconductible, extra correctable, electrocombustible, auto adjustable, fiber octypical, always untrustable. Gizmo, just use your brain. Just use your brain.
I guess this thing is pretty useless.
I don't know. Makes a pretty good fruit bowl.
But what about my package?
I've always wanted to do this. Package for Bedhead the Clown. Package for Bedhead the Clown.
That's me.
Here you are. Open it, open, open, open.
It's the earphones for my new delivery system.
Ooh, try it out.
With my new headphones, I'll be able to get directions from head office and find out exactly where I am. All right, turn it on.
What do you hear?
It's head office. They figured out where I am.
Finally.
I'm on a tropical island in the middle of the ocean.
You are not on an island, Major Bedhead. And you're not lost. You're in Granny's garden.
Maybe my new clown courier communications coordination delivery transmission system isn't quite ready yet.
Oh, well, what do you need all this stuff for anyway, Major Bedhead?
Oh, well, clown couriers are always looking for new ways to get the mail through, Lunette, ever since the very beginning.
The very beginning?
The beginning of the clown courier service. Couriers have always looked for better ways of getting the message through.
Since the very beginning, clowns have always sent messages to each other.
Why did the clown wear polka dot suspenders? To hold up his pants!
But shouting didn't work very well when the clowns were far apart. So the clown courier service was born. And the first thing they used to send messages with was a drum. But the drums were heavy and didn't work when the clowns were very far apart. So then the clown couriers tried smoke signals. But the smoke signals always seemed to turn into coughing signals. So the couriers were always looking for something better and healthier. Next, the clown couriers tried sending messages using special flags. The positions of the flags meant different letters and words. The flags worked very well, except on windy days. But the couriers were clever. They learned to use the wind to send messages folded into paper airplanes. But this didn't work too well with packages. The clowns thought there must be a better way. And there was. The clown couriers finally discovered the perfect way to deliver messages of all shapes and sizes. The unicycle! It was fast, fun, and left both hands free. All the clown courier had to do now was watch where he was going. So now I have my unicycle and this nifty new gizmo, and that's how I make deliveries as the courier of today.
Excuse me, Mr. Courier of today, but would you happen to have a delivery to make today to me?
Gee, I don't know. Let me check. Ah! Package for Lunette the Clown!
Oh, thank you. Oh! Perf! What is it?
I bet you it's a gizmo.
Yes, but what kind of gizmo? What does it do?
It's a mystery gizmo.
Read the card.
Oh, right. Dear Lunette, how are you? Here's a gizmo you might like. It's always fun to find new ways of looking at the world. So, sometimes I stand on my hands to view the world upside down. But remember, things are not always what they appear to be. So always look closely. Enjoy your gift. It's called a periscope. Love you till the cats bark. Auntie Macassar.
Ruff!
A periscope?
Oh, there's a switch that says off and on. Oh. Hey, is this ever neat? Oh, I can see around corners and over your heads.
That Macassar, she always finds the best gizmos.
Hey, I think I got my gizmo working.
I've got a problem with my horizontal hold.
Turn that thing off. You and your horizontal hold.
Did you say horizontal hold? That sounds like clown wrestling.
At Mad at You Square Gardens.
Look, a ping pong ball. Oh, I almost forgot the couch. I have to go fix my couch gizmo. Oh, see you later. Bye.
Bye, Lunette.
Bye, bye.
Oh, boy. Oh. Now I've done it. Molly. Oh. Molly, where's Molly? Oh. 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 Molly, there you are. Hey, come on down here. This is fun. Sorta. You know, Molly, I'm beginning to think that couch gizmo wasn't such a good idea. There's only one thing to do. Well, somebody's gonna have to go down there and turn it off. You don't want to go? Oh, well, I guess since it's my gizmo, I have to shut it off, don't I? All right, here I go. Woo! Ah, I did it! Oh, the couch gizmo is off! Hooray, Molly! I'm glad everything is back to normal. What? Molly, we're surrounded by ping pong balls. Oh, hey, who made this big mess? Me? Well, actually, it was the couch gizmo. But I guess since I built it, I have to clean the mess up. It's only fair. But how?
Oh, my vacuum hose. Thanks, Molly. Well, get ready for the 10-second vacuum. Remote control away, too. I've had enough machines for one day. There. You know, I don't need a gizmo to get stuff out of the couch for me. No, that's why I have arms, right? And I have arms for hugs! What a day. Well, this little clown could use some shut-eye. Let's cuddle, Molly. Oh, comfy at last. Toodles! Comfy? Good.
And the clown jumped over the moon.